Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Welcome to Among Monsters. I'm Damien Vale. Tonight we explore a killer unlike most. He didn't hide in silence. He didn't vanish without a trace. He called, sobbing, pleading, begging for someone, anyone, to listen. But his victims didn't get to speak. Only he did. Man who cried after the murders, but still kept killing. This is the story of Paul Michael Stephany, the weepy-voiced killer, born to break. Paul Stephany was born on September 8, 1944, in Austin, Minnesota. The youngest in a family of 10 children, Paul was raised in a deeply religious, emotionally strict Catholic household. When his mother remarried, things turned darker. His stepfather was a man of fists and fury. Paul would later say he was beaten for breathing too loud, for eating too fast, for simply existing. He was quiet, withdrawn. But inside, the silence festered. As a teen, he worked odd jobs and tried to escape the chaos at home. But pain doesn't vanish, it ferments. And in Paul Stephany, it became something else entirely. The first kill and the first call. June 3rd, 1981. The night air was heavy over St. Paul, Minnesota. 20-year-old Karen Potak had just left a party when she was attacked, beaten with a tire iron and left to die near a university campus. She survived, barely. Shortly after the attack, police received a phone call. The voice on the other end was trembling, desperate. "God damn, will you find me? I just stabbed somebody with an ice pick. I can't stop myself. I keep killing somebody." The caller was sobbing, high-pitched, distressed, and terrified, not of being caught, but of what he'd become. It was Paul. And this would become his signature, the voice of guilt. He didn't kill silently. After each attack, Paul would call the police, sobbing uncontrollably. He never gave his name, but his tone was unforgettable, almost childlike, soaked in panic. To some, it was remorse. To others, performance. But beneath the tears was cold, calculated violence. The murders escalate. On June 6, 1981, 3 days after his first attack, Paul struck again. This time, the victim was 18-year-old Kimberly Compton, a recent high school graduate who had just moved to Minnesota. He lured her with kindness, offered her a ride, then stabbed her over 60 times with an ice pick. Again, the phone rang. "I'm sorry, I killed that girl. I stabbed her 40 times. Kimberly Compton was the first one over St. Paul. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm so upset." Police scrambled, but he was always one step ahead, leaving behind nothing but carnage and tears. Vanishing and returning. For months, the calls stopped. Some believed the killer had moved, or died, or finally taken his own life, overcome by guilt. But Paul wasn't done. On August 6, 1982, he attacked again, this time with a different weapon. 40-year-old Barbara Simons met Paul at a local bar. She was friendly, warm, and kind. She was found dead near the river, stabbed multiple times in the chest. Hours later, the phone rang again.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Please don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry I killed that girl. I stabbed her. I don't know why I had to do it. I'm so sorry. Same voice, same weeping, same horror. The weepy-voiced killer was back. The one who got away. Just 1 week later, Paul approached a woman named Denise Williams, offering her a ride. She got in, but sensed something wasn't right. When he tried to attack her, she fought back, savagely. She grabbed a glass bottle and smashed it into his face. As he bled, she ran. Paul stumbled to a nearby hospital for treatment. The hospital staff, noticing his injuries and suspicious story, contacted the police. It was the break authorities had been waiting for. A voice analysis confirmed the truth. Paul Stephanie was the weepy-voiced killer. The confession. Once arrested, Paul confessed, but only to a few of the crimes. He admitted to killing Kimberly Compton and attacking Denise Williams. He denied the rest, despite damning evidence, but his voice had already betrayed him. Dozens of phone calls, each one dripping with fake or real remorse, sealed his fate. He was convicted and sentenced to 40 years in prison. The final truths and the final days. Years later, in 1997, Paul Stephanie was diagnosed with terminal skin cancer. Facing death, he confessed to what everyone suspected. He had committed all the murders. Karen Potack, Kimberly Compton, Barbara Simons, and others not formally charged. His reason. I was sorry for them. I cried. But I had to do it. Something made me do it. In truth, no one knows if the remorse was real or just another layer in a disturbed man's delusion. On June 12, 1998, Paul Stephanie died behind bars at the age of 53. His weeping finally silenced. The man behind the tears. What made Paul Stephanie so terrifying wasn't just the violence. It was the duality. The crying voice calling for help after committing monstrous acts. He wasn't hiding his crimes. He called them in. As if trapped in a spiral of self-hatred and compulsion. As if begging someone to stop him before he struck again. But no one did. And by the time the phone went silent, three women were dead. And countless others were scarred forever. Paul Michael Stephanie didn't stalk in silence. He left behind a ghost in the form of a voice, high-pitched, sobbing, broken. But don't be fooled. The voice of a weeping man can still belong to a monster. This was Among Monsters. I'm Damien Vale. Until next time, listen closely, question everything, and remember, some monsters don't hide. They call you first.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.